Back to the president. President Roosevelt was president from 1933 to 1945. So you voted against President Roosevelt in your first election.
Must have. By then, I'd met the young man I was going to marry, and he was a Democrat, and I'd voted Republican. But I don't remember, so I guess that's why we didn't talk about it.
What was your husband's name?
Robert Pullen.
Let me ask you about President Roosevelt. Do you have memories of him, like listening to him on the radio?
Oh, we saw him.
Where?
Well, he drove along in an open car, and we all stood around at the foot of the mountain. Everybody talked with him, and he just waved to everybody and talked to Mr. Borglum. I'd ask Mother why the National Guard was there, and she said just to honor him. There wasn't any other reason to guard him.
So he did make a visit while Mount Rushmore was being carved. And then his famous relative, Theodore Roosevelt, was on there, so that was probably what brought him out, do you think?
I don't know. I imagine Mr. Borglum did it.
But you distinctly remember seeing Franklin Roosevelt there.
Oh, yeah.
He died April 12th of 1945. Do you have memories of that when he died?
I was in San Diego, California, in the Nurse Corps. My buddy and I had gone uptown for lunch, and we heard it on the radio.
How were people feeling?
We were feeling, what do we do now? And who's Harry Truman?
Who is Harry Truman?
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Did you know that President Roosevelt had polio?
Yes. They had the March of Dimes, and you had functions where you put dimes in. It grew into other things, too, but we knew that he had it.
Did you know anybody else who had polio?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was the scare for a long time.
Because it was a contagious disease, you would get that by being...
If you were super clean, you were in more danger than if you weren't because you didn't have the immunity. Then the mothers bring you into rest and all of that.
But nobody there working on the mountain, families, that little village, nobody had polio there?
No, I don't think they did, but my husband had a cousin who had it. They had it in Oklahoma. And I had friends that were nursing there. It was very tedious work. They put them in hot stoops, they called it, really hot packs. After Sister Kenny developed it, they did it wherever they were treating polio.
Tell us again how they treated it.
Hospitals called them stoops, but it was a hot pack. You used very hot water, and you got all the water wrung out of it. You put it in a washing machine, put it through the wringer, and then you put that on the limbs. It's a massage and exercise and use heat. Minimize the damage.
It didn't completely minimize it, but you're right.
That was a new treatment and controversial.
Why was that controversial?
Well, the medical profession didn't think that that was sufficient. They thought they probably didn't really have it, but they really did have it.
Didn't have what?
Polio. Oh. And my roommate worked in that after she graduated.
It just attacked the limbs of the people. Do you remember when the Salk vaccine was discovered and announced?
Yes.
Tell us where you were and how...
Oh, I was here and had little children, and we were concerned about our little children, too, so we were glad that there was a vaccine.